Beth Messiah's Passover celebration will be celebrated Friday evening, April the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue in North Glen, Colorado. Your Passover entree this year is your choice of delicious lamb or turkey. So make your Passover plans and invite your friends and family. There will be tables at 10 available, so just tell Sharon when you make your reservation. Adult tickets are $32, children 10 to 12, $15, and children 6 to 9, $13. Children under 5 are free. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your Passover reservations now, or mail your check made payable to Beth Messiah Congregation to P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Market attention, Sharon. Remember, the deadline is March the 23rd, so make your reservations early and we'll see you at Passover 2012.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
And here at the American Freedom Network, and our special guest this morning is Chris Tyson, and Chris has written a fascinating book. It's called America's New World Order, but America is called Amero, A-M-E-R-O, rather than M-A-E-R-I. And basically, of course, the theme of the book is one that we should always keep in mind. It's so easy, you know, especially during the election season, you really got caught up in this whole idea we've got a battle between ideas, and we've got the Republicans and the Democrats, we've got the right, the left, the conservatives and the liberals, and oh my goodness, we have three rather liberal Republicans and one conservative Republican, and certainly I'm happy that we have Ron Paul running for political office. But what people do not understand, and what nobody talks about, are the powerful spiritual forces behind what's going on. And of course, Chris, in his book, goes into the fact that there is an ancient plan to bring about a one-world government. It didn't begin simply with George Herbert Walker Bush, member of Skull and Bones, member of Bohemian Grove, member of the Trilateral Commission, member of the Bilderbergs, mentioned of the CFR, a man who was a lifelong pro-choice abortion advocate. Until he began running for the presidency, he suddenly became a born-again conservative and said everything we wanted to hear. But, of course, that's not what he believes, because he's a member of a Luciferian, several Luciferian secret societies, as was his father before him, as was his son after him. In fact, Chris quotes from George W. Bush, the son, the grandson of Prescott Bush, whose law firm was indicted for their aid for Hitler during the Second World War. That was Brown Brothers Harriman. But, of course, he quotes from George W. Bush, who said during his second inaugural address, and 100 million people heard it, and nobody understood what he was saying. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. Chris, what in heaven's name was George Bush talking about?
Well, thanks for having me on, Dr. Stan. What Mr. Bush was talking about is something that's been going on since Babylon. It went into Egypt, and then it went into Persia and Greece and Rome, and then it went into the British Empire from there. What he's talking about is what's on the back of your dollar, Novus Ordo Seclorum, in Latin means the new order of the ages. And really what they're referring to and what I draw out of my book is that there's an ancient plan, an ancient blueprint that was written down by Plato, the story of Atlantis. And Plato got his knowledge from Solon, and Solon got his knowledge from the Egyptian mystery schools. And the Egyptian mystery priests got their knowledge from the ancient mystery religion of Babylon. So this has been known throughout the entire ages, that there was going to be a plan. One day there would be a new order, a new world order, a new earthly order, a new pagan order. And it was going to be built throughout the ages. And the age that they wanted to bring this out in front of the whole world was the next age that's coming up starting at the end of this year, which is the age of Aquarius, starting in December 21st, 2012.
And basically, of course, 2012 is a very, very important date. And people really don't understand that. You go back to the writings of a man named Malachi, Sidney, writing in the 1100s. He was a Catholic priest, the youngest archbishop that Ireland had ever seen. And he wrote a story. Listed all the popes that would ever be in place, and of course took them right up to the year 2012, and that was to be the cataclysmic event that would end the line of Catholic popes. Nostradamus wrote about this, the Mayan calendar wrote about it, Ken Fromm, who was a friend of Lindsay Williams, talked about how the dollar would be dead by the end of 2012, and the things would be happening. Now, will they happen in 212? I don't know, but there is a plan. There is an ancient plan. Maybe all of these people working together are trying to fulfill a plan that's been laid out, and maybe they're going to try to manipulate history. Who knows? But we're living in, there are spiritual forces out there. There are people who worship a different God. And they simply want a one-world government, and whether it comes about in 2012 or 2022, there is no question that there are leaders or nations. Their loyalty is not to the United States, but to this globalist dream, which is why they have systematically transferred our wealth overseas. This is why when you pick up the telephone to call, say, AT&T or any of the other major corporations, they say, you want your message in English or in Spanish. Why? Because they want a multiracial, multicultural society, but they don't want you to understand. This is why they're sending our jobs overseas, and those jobs are not coming home. Chris, where did you learn about this whole idea? Because this is not something that's taught in schools.
No, Dr. Sin, I did not learn this from school. I got training. I was a security director for a large hotel company, and I was sent to classes and for FEMA training and Homeland Security training because I was considered a soft target after 9/11. The hotel industry is considered a soft target, and I had to go take courses, and I was sitting through classes, and they kept talking about the bird flu. And we were in a class for almost a week, and all they kept talking about was the bird flu, and there were 17 chapters in the training manual. And I was kind of puzzled that we kept talking about H1N1 when there was, 16 other chapters. So it kind of got me thinking. I started researching into this a little bit, but then I saw a movie called Loose Change. And I know from my background that just what I've worked with my camera systems, that the plane that hit the building.
Hold that thought, Chris. Hold that thought.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America's527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, our network, our guest this morning, we're talking about the fact that there is an ancient plan calling for a one-world government, which is the very foundation of America's foreign and domestic policy, and the average individual has no idea. Chris was saying he'd see the film called Loose Change. Now, that was the story of the attack on the World Trade Center, pointing out that what we'd been told about the attack on the World Trade Center was a lie, it was contrived, that they murdered those 3,000 people, or almost 3,000 people, because they had another agenda. Of course, that was to get us into the phony war over there in Afghanistan, where today we are paying for almost over half a million men, to fight the 50 members of Al-Qaeda who were there. And then we wonder why the Afghans are demonstrating and trying to get us out of the country and how ungrateful they are that we're over there with almost a half a million men fighting the 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Go right ahead, Chris. You're saying you saw the film, Chris, Loose Change, and then what?
Well, from my background, I knew that the Pentagon, being one of the most secure sites on the planet, when that plane, which they claimed was a plane, hit the Pentagon, that simultaneously the whole camera system went down in the parking lot and in the whole facility. And I know from my background that's just not true. Unless the power was cut off to the whole Pentagon, there's no way that every camera went down simultaneously. So that's why we're not able to see any footage of this plane hitting the building, if you remember. And that right there from the movie, I was like, wow, that's true. That's true. From my background, I know that's true. So I knew there was a lie right there. And that started me researching into the whole 9/11 situation. And from that, I realized the government's lying and covering up a lot of things, not just 9/11. So I was in a bookstore one day, Dr. Stan, and a guy walked up to me out of the blue and handed me a book and said, this is for your book that you're going to be writing soon. And I just looked at him like, yeah, right. You know, I'm a criminology major. I'm not a journalist. I'm not an English major. I'm not a writer. But sure enough, the Holy Spirit started pricking my heart, and I knew I had to write about this. So I started researching this on the surface level, you know, which is, you know, FEMA camps, martial law, Big Brother, the camera systems, you know, the one control of debit and credit and currency. And then I realized this thing goes much, much deeper than just the surface level, what you see every day, that there was actually, like you said, an ancient plan, that this ancient plan was actually the plan of Atlantis. And what I mean by that is, if you look at Atlantis and the story of Atlantis, you realize that they had 10 kings, and those 10 kings were related by bloodline. That's your bloodline that everybody talks about, the Illuminati bloodline, the the bloodline that flows through the ages, holy blood, holy grail. Anyway, you had your 10 brother bloodline kings that ruled over these 10 areas of ancient Atlantis. And if you look in the Bible, you'll see the paraphrase, the verse that always corresponds with 10 horns, 10 crowns. And also what caught my attention was that they all had to worship the golden statue of Poseidon in the middle of Atlantis. Everyone had to bow down to this statue, this emblem. And it says in the last days that they'll also be bowing down to the beast. And then I was like, wow, this is kind of starting to see a lot of parallels here. And then I looked at the military of Atlantis. They used to go in and vote as a committee, as the 10 kings, of who they would strike if they need to strike somebody. And as you look today at Libya, and you look at Syria and Iran, you're seeing the same thing being played out on the world stage with the United Nations Security Council. All the members of the Security Council come together, and they vote on who they're going to attack with NATO's resources, which is mostly our resources, as you mentioned earlier, with our military. But I started to see a lot of parallels, and they also would use a common currency in Atlantis. They had a common mean of exchange, which means they would have had to had a universal currency, a one system currency system, which today is what we're moving toward, as you know, with the euro, and you got all these other, the SDR over at the IMF, which is a special drawing rights, which is a universal backing of the World Bank. And you see a lot of parallels between an ancient story that supposedly is just a myth and to what is really happening right now, today, right in front of us.
It is amazing. And, Chris, when you track this, you'll find that this ancient plan has been around for a long time. They've tried to implement it many times in the past, but never succeeded. Never were able to come close to uniting the world with a world government. But, of course, they needed a powerful military force to control the world. Of course, that's the American military. That's why we have spend more money for our military than almost all the other countries of the world put together. And that's why we have our troops in Sydney and 130 nations and military bases and in 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world. The average American has no idea what's going on. They think we're fighting for freedom overseas. And yet we're imposing dictatorships on nations throughout the world. And anybody who doubts that needs to read John Perkins' book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, or listen to my interviews with him. Well, Chris, where are we going next? How is this plan going to be implemented? How is it being implemented today, this plan for a new world order?
Well, we have to backtrack to the 1990s, where you saw them really speed this up with the free trade agreements that were signed around the world. You know, a lot of the Americans that live in Texas and down by the border know about NAFTA. NAFTA was a big deal. It wiped out a lot of jobs in America in manufacturing. But NAFTA, what I realized when I was researching the North American Union concept, is that at the same time they were signing NAFTA, they were signing free trade agreements all around the entire world. They were signing GAFTA and EFTA and AFTA for all these other places that were going to be soon to be unions. For example, you had the Greater Arab Free Trade Agreement, GAFTA, which is now where the Mediterranean Union was done in 2008 by Sarkozy, the French president. So what I'm saying is all these free trade, which free trade is not free trade. It's not what it means. What it means is they're trying to equalize all the money system of the world to where Americans come down to the economic level of the third world countries, and they're supposed to come up a little bit. That's what free trade's all about. So these free trade agreements, like the European Union was set up as a trade agreement first, way back in the day. There used to be a Western European Union. And then they went to an economic community, which is a trade agreement. Then, down the road in 1992, came the actual political union with the Maastricht Treaty. So what I'm saying is all these free trade agreements have set up the playing field now for these 10 political unions that are being formed around the world, like the African Union, the South American Union, and you have the Pacific Union over in Australia. See, most people don't hear this, Dr. Stan, on TV. All they hear about is the European Union, which is going to be the flagship union for the whole world. But you have these other unions being formed all around the world. And the goal, and the eventual goal for the United States will be, a, like you said, an economic collapse-type system where the dollar is so depreciated that we will accept a new union right here on our own soil between Canada and Mexico.
And that, of course, is the whole idea of the North American Union. And they know exactly what they're doing, but the average American has no idea. They're waiting for the jobs to come back again. They, in general, the jobs aren't coming back again. They're never coming back. The whole idea is to send our jobs overseas to lower our living standards. And once you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Well, Chris, what about religion? How does religion fit into this?
Well, I believe from what I was shown and what I've, by the Holy Spirit and what I was writing, is that by going into the age of Aquarius, America was set up to bring in secular humanism. And there was the Christians that came over on the Mayflower, but there was also an occult group that came over on the Mayflower. And these are the secret societies you spoke about earlier in the program. We had, you know, the Rosicrucians, you had the Illuminati, you had Opus Dei members. So all these groups came over and they created a new secular order. That's what secularum means. It means secular. So in that, you're seeing this today. All that was planted way back then in the founding fathers is now rising up, and we are turning into a pagan nation. We used to be a Christian religious nation, and now we're turning into a secular nation. And you probably say, well, why does that matter? It matters a lot, because what's happening is this is spreading all over the world. Our culture, our Hollywood culture, is spreading all over the world, and we're creating a pagan society. And I believe this is going to go to self-worship, like it says in the Bible in the last days, that men will become lovers of themselves. I believe people are going to turn to enlightenment, and they're going to become self-aware. Self-worship for each person, and then eventually that will turn to a world leader. What we know in the Bible is the Antichrist, what the Jews would call the coming Messiah, and I think that's where our religion's going to. And just like Poseidon, they all had to bow down to the image of Poseidon. Everybody will eventually bow down to the image of this world leader.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But if you go to Washington, D.C., why, you'll find that the whole of the city is laid out today with occult symbols, Masonic symbols, and it was actually laid out by a Mason. You'll find all sorts of occult emblems and statues, and certainly the most beautiful buildings there are all patterned after the beautiful architecture of Greece and Rome, which are pagan nations. America is to lead the world into the New World Order. And you'll find all sorts of occult statues. Certainly we have a wonderful DVD series called The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. And the second one of those is stationed in Washington, D.C., to show you all the occult emblems, and but nobody ever talks about it that. And the Christians want you to believe this is a Christian nation, and it was a Christian nation. But at the same time, the occultists were here, working quietly like a thief at night to gradually undermine the Christian foundation of this nation, which is why we never sing America. America, America, God, shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to sun. You see, we never sing that anymore. Why? Because there's a conspiracy against God. And this is so obvious, isn't it, Chris?
It's very obvious. And that's why a lot of our founding fathers are not who they appear to be. I mean, for example, Thomas Paine, he was a big writer in the Declaration of Independence. He had a lot of input into the Declaration of Independence. He wrote a book called The Age of Reason, being an investigation of the true and fabulous theology. So reasoning being man. Man is the reasoner, the logic person. And in the Bible it says that we should seek God with faith, not reason. And reason is tied to enlightenment. And that's why America was born out of the age of enlightenment from Europe. You had David Hume of Scotland. You had Immanuel Kant of Germany. You had Jean-Jacques Rousseau from France. These are the people that had input with Benjamin Franklin when he was hanging out in France to write down all this information and bring it over. And a lot of that knowledge from those thinkers of the Enlightenment actually came from Francis Bacon, who was a mystic, and he was involved in the occult, as was Benjamin Franklin. We know this now that he was a member of the Hell's Fire Club with Thomas Dashwood in England. So this is, for a lot of people, this is a lot to take in, but it's the truth. And that's why, you know, some people appear as Christians, but they also had a dark side to their life. And they even said in Franklin's old home, they found bones underneath his house, in one of his houses over in Europe.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. I have a question, 877-254-7524.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, and here I guess Chris Tyson, his book, America's New World Order. And first, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. We send our men overseas to fight no-win wars. We, of course, draw the American people into a patriotic fervor. We have to go to war in Vietnam because of the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which was phony as a $3 bill. We got to go to war with Afghanistan because of why 15 Saudi citizens crashed their planes into the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. And so because these Saudi citizens attacked us, we've got to go to war with Afghanistan. We got to go to war with Iraq because of the weapons of mass destruction, which had all been transferred to Syria long before we ever attacked, which is one reason we didn't find them. It's all phony, ladies and gentlemen. It's all phony. And our boys are sent over there to die for absolutely nothing. The patriotic thing to do is to expose the wicked people who control both political parties and make mockery out of our electoral process. Do you have a question or comment? Maybe you disagree. Our number is 877-254-7524. But, Cindy, Chris, how can people get to your website? How can they get copies of your book?
Oh, they can just go to my website. They can get my book there. It's americasnewworldorder.com, and it's, like you said, spelled A-M-E-R-O-C-A-S, americasnewworldorder.com. And I'm also there on, you know, Facebook and Twitter and YouTube as well from that site.
All right, and why is it America rather than America?
Well, I believe that we're heading toward a North American Union, and I believe we're heading toward a common currency over here, just like Europe has when the dollar collapses. And it was part of their plan. I mean, if you look at the dollar and you look at the 13, the number 13, it's, you know, there's 13 all over the dollar bill, and 13 means precursor to conclusion. And I think our country was basically we were set up to be the, like you said, to usher in this final stage of building a new world order, a new earthly order, a pagan order. And I believe that when the pilgrims came over, like we were just talking about before the break, there was two groups there. There were the pilgrims and there were the Puritans. And the Puritans actually didn't want separation from church and state. They actually wanted the laws of the church and the commandments to rule over the state. And that's proven because there's a document in the back of my book called The Fundamental Orders of 1639. And the Puritans wanted those laws to rule over the state of Connecticut. And the Masons wouldn't have it because the Masons wanted separation from church and state. And the reason they wanted separation from church and state is because the Masons believe you can worship any god. And you go into their temples, you'll see the sacred book of the law. You'll see the, you know, the Jewish Quran there. I mean, not the Quran, sorry, the Torah. And you'll see the Pentateuch. And then you'll also see the Bible. And then you'll also see the Freemason Bible. Because, see, separation in church and state allows the pagans to work inside the government to do what they need to do in key positions. And that's how the Masons were effective in turning around this country from a Christian nation to where it is today. And you know as well as I do, Dr. Stan, you can look anywhere now. You can look at T-shirts, movies, TV programs. Everything is going to the occult. I mean, it literally is all turning toward the occult. All the most famous books that are out right now, like Harry Potter and Twilight, those are all books of the occult. So this was the plan all along, and I agree with you. I think there was an overwhelming majority of Christians at the founding of this nation, but I believe there was also a group, a secret society group, that infiltrated our Constitution, our laws. Our laws have all been changed, going more and more toward a secular humanism, and that's what we're seeing played out today.
Absolutely, and the average American, the average Christian, has no idea that the media is controlled, the people who control both political parties may pay lip service to Christianity, but they hate Christianity. Their loyalty is to this idea of the world government. Well, do you have a question or comment? My number is 877-254-7524. The media in America is tightly controlled, so you'll never get this information. The educational system is tightly controlled, and anybody who tries to tell you the real truth Of course, he's going to lose his academic position. Academic freedom means they have the freedom to fire anyone they want to who's trying to tell the truth. And this is the tragedy of what's unfolding today. Chris's book is excellent and has a lot of great information in it. What sort of response are you getting from the book, Chris?
I'm getting a pretty good response. And like I told you, the shows, the other shows I've been on so far, the radio broadcast, they may not agree with the Christianity side of this, but they definitely agree with the New World Order, and they definitely agree with this new age that's coming upon us. Because I've been on some, shows that are not, Christian stations. So I have got pushback from that, but the actual knowledge they can't argue with from the book.
All right, fine. And once again, how can people get the book?
They can just go to my website at americasnewworldorder.com, and they can purchase it there. It's also available on Amazon and a few other places.
All right, fine. Well, who's calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan and Chris. This is Steve from Conifer, Colorado.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Steve? Good. I just wanted to let you know, I'm glad that, Chris, people are doing work like you are. I do plan on, looking at your book and, just letting you all know that, I think there's a lot of people that do listen in. They just, don't call in, whether they're a little intimidated to call in, but I think that the work that you're doing is great. Dr. Stan, I've listened to you for several years and, just wanted to let you know, I think the work that you're doing is great, and the message you're getting out is great, and I will buy that book, Chris, and look forward to reading it.
Oh, I appreciate
it. Have a great day. God bless.
God bless you.
You won't be disappointed by the book. I was so glad to see it because, of course, sometimes I get so wrapped up in all the other things that I forget the spiritual implications of what's going on, and we must be constantly drawn back to this. This is a spiritual battle being fought in a political, ideological, and cultural battle field, but it is a spiritual battle. Would you agree, Chris?
Absolutely, and it goes back to the Bible where Paul, remember he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spirits. That is such an accurate statement by Paul because we're wrestling against what your book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We are wrestling against that literally every day now because that presence is becoming stronger and stronger. And like you said before in other programs, that this is not, this right now, this is Lucifer's world right now. And we're just pilgrims passing through.
Amen. Well, who's calling in?
Hello, Dr. Stan. This is David in Fort Collins.
Hi, David. Good to have you with us. You have a question or comment?
Just a comment for you, and you guys can comment on it. And I'm not going to try to sound too overbearing saying this, but I've been studying a lot of the Masons lately, and it seems to me that they have parallels to a lot of the religions that they adopt or borrow from.
Hold that thought. We'll get to you as soon as we get back to the
Union Colony Insurance in Greeley reminds listeners from the early days of our country through two world wars and countless smaller conflicts, our armed forces have stood tall. In this current time of conflict, let's support our troops and their families. Let's honor them and veterans of the past battles for all their sacrifices in defense of our great nation. This tribute by Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500, where they're saluting those who make our country stronger.
Find fun and adventure at the Denver Auto Show, March 21st through the 25th. Experience the Camp Jeep Extreme Off-Roading Demonstration. Come see the exciting new electrics, the Volt, Prius Plug-in, Focus EV, and Leap. New 2012 models and 2013 intros. Plus exotics, test drives, and booths filled with great auto-related products. Make this the best auto show yet. March 21st through the 25th at the Colorado Convention Center. Buy tickets online at denverautoshow.com.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm Dan at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Chris Tyson, and we have a caller from Fort Collins. Go right ahead, sir.
Okay, I'll try to make this quick and concise. I hear you guys are always talking about how this country was a Christian country based on Christian foundations, and I understand where you're coming from with that. But I gotta believe that the Masons were so entrenched that 53 of the 56 signing members of the Declaration of Independence were actually all Masons, and George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were all known Masons and stuff. And I'm going to go one step further. And when the Christian religion was created, and I'm not trying to bash your religion here, but I'm just saying, it seems that the Masons borrow a lot from the Temple of Solomon being built on the Temple Mount, and a lot of their beliefs are based behind creating the war and creating the New World Order. And it seems that the Bible was created by the secret mystery schools. And I'm not bashing Jesus or the fact or the not fact that Jesus existed. I just want this to put this out there for you guys and your listeners to talk about. But it seems to me that the Bible and the creation of all the Gospels were written hundreds of years after his death. And that it seems that these people were behind creating the Bible and this religion. And there's a Judaism is split between Messianic Jews and the Orthodox Jews who don't believe that Jesus was Messiah. So it seems that there's a knowledge or secret knowledges that they keep and possess that they hide from masses. And I've heard you talk about how the seminaries have been infiltrated by these people, and I understand that completely. I can see it just by watching TV shows on religious channels and watching the symbolism and the manners that they use to sap money out of people. And it seems to me, I'm not saying that Christianity is a false religion, but I'm saying that a lot of it seems to be set up with this self-fulfilling prophecy of creating a war and building the Temple Mount again on Solomon. It seems like these Masons are behind a lot of this stuff and entrenched in this. And I just would like to hear what you guys have to say about that, and I'll hang up. Thank you.
All right, Chris, how would you respond to our caller?
Oh, I would say yes. Christianity has been infiltrated by paganism, and it happened heavily in the Middle Ages back in Europe with the Catholic Church. A lot of the symbols of the Catholic Church are pagan symbols, clearly, and he's right about that. But I still believe there's Christianity is not the focus of this. It shouldn't be the focus of this. The focus of this should be Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ actually turned against the religion of his day and called them a den of vipers. And I think that's what we need to focus on. But also, Dr. Stan, what he is alluding to with the Masons, he's correct. We know he's correct. There was a lot of Masons involved. A lot of the Masons appeared as Christians, but they were actually deists. And deism is a belief in religion that is guided by reason and scientific observation, which again goes back to the Age of Enlightenment. So a lot of the Masons appeared to be religious people, but they're actually, at the core, they were deists. And I think that explains what he's talking about as far as the Masons.
Well, I think that certainly the idea that the Gospels were written hundreds of years after Christ's birth really is absolutely wrong. I mean, some of these, and they have actually original texts that were written within a relatively few years of the death of Jesus. I hope our caller will continue listening to the program, but maybe we'll get somebody on one of these days to go into the authenticity of the Gospels, because if you really study them, it is the most amazing book. But in the final analysis, it's what you believe. I am an evangelical Christian. The older I become, the more convinced I am that God does rule in the affairs of men, and I see his influence in my life, and I believe he's guided me to do what I am today and given the opportunity to have a ministry. After all, how many people have practiced medicine and enjoy that and then have the opportunity to reach people all over the world and proclaim the divinity of Jesus Christ? But in the final analysis, you have to make that decision yourself. You can't force anybody to take it. But certainly there have been the occult forces working to infiltrate Christianity since its very beginning. Well, we have another caller. Go right ahead. Who's calling in? Who's calling in? Don't be bashful. Somebody's calling, I don't believe. Well, whatever happened to them. But basically, we're involved in a spiritual battle. And until, if you only look at it from the point of view of there's occult forces there, then the world is hopeless. There has to be the force from the other side. And, of course, I believe that the quotation you used from Paul, for we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So therefore, put ye on the whole armor of God, that ye be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. And I believe Paul was writing about the days we live in today. Chris, your thought.
Well, I think that the answer in all this is the same answer you're talking about, and that's Jesus Christ. I believe he did come. I believe he is the Messiah. I believe he is who he says he is. I believe he has power over the affairs of men, just like you said. I would add to this is that he's right that the Masons do want Solomon's Temple on the Temple Mount. It's not Herod's Temple. It's Solomon's Temple. And we both know from the Masons that they revere Solomon. And so I would add that he's right, that they are going to build Solomon's Temple on the Temple Mount.
And, of course, the one thing that they wanted to do was destroy Christianity. That's why they took over our Supreme Court. And the Masons were the ones who were there when they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. We used to be a Christian nation, a moral nation. We are no longer, and I fear that we are going to have God's vengeance and judgment brought upon America unless there's a revival, and I don't see any sign of it. I don't see any Christian leaders out there who are leading in the right direction. A few of them are, but very, very few, and they do not have the coverage that they should have. Our job is to do our best and to try to reach as many people as we can, one at a time, and I do hope that our caller from Fort Collins will continue to listen to the program. Hopefully, we'll bring something forward that will help him to make that ultimate decision. Chris, thanks very much for being with us. Great book. Really appreciate everything you do. God bless.
Union Colony Insurance in Greeley reminds listeners from the early days of our country through two world wars and countless smaller conflicts, our armed forces have stood tall. In this current time of conflict, let's support our troops and their families. Let's honor them and veterans of the past battles for all their sacrifices in defense of our great nation. This tribute by Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500, where they're saluting those who make our country stronger.
Shiny steel makes any pickup truck look good in the showroom. But a pickup's true metal is tested on the job. And that's where Ram is unbending. With available legendary Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel engines and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. Come test our mettle and see what Ram light-duty and heavy-duty pickups are made of. Now at Ram Truck Month.
Stop by your local Ram dealer and get $7,200 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include combined cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offer ends 4-2. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
Well, I'm here at the American Network, and I would simply say to our caller from Fort Collins, if the promise of Christianity is a lie, then the world is without hope today. But if the promise of Christianity is true, then we have a great deal to be hoped for, a great deal to be glad about, and there is a wonderful, wonderful promise for those of us who embrace the Christian religion. I just hope you'll continue listening. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there and you believe in what we're doing, you believe we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization, we do hope that you'll seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, getting our 4 best tapes of the month of our newsletter. And you can do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position you'd like to advertise with us, or certainly, remember, our ministry is not a 501c3. It's not tax-exempt. So we specifically are not tax-exempt because we want to be able to tell you the truth. And if we were tax-exempt, we couldn't tell you the truth. So we ask you to seriously consider joining in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Let me suggest our great new DVD. It's called Geoengineering. It's Rosalind Peterson's talk at our last conference. Another wonderful new DVD is called The Dangerous Deception, and it's basically the interview I did with Norman Dodd back in 1980, where he talks about the plan of the Great Tax Exempt Foundations to bring communism to the world. And, of course, to have a series of wars to bring about world peace. World peace through war, perpetual war for perpetual peace. And we give you this commentary to bring up, to write to today and tell you what I've learned over 50 years. So it's called The Dangerous Deception. Both DVDs are available at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I hope many of you will want to get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it through and understand how this all fits together. There's not one secret society. There's a whole flock of them out there, and they're there intentionally to confuse you so that you won't be able to understand what's going on because of all the conflicting information. They play games with our minds, because they control the media and they control largely what the American people hear, read, see, and ultimately what they believe. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The DVDs, Geoengineering, Dangerous Deception. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you'd like a catalog, I would go up to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can get a list of all the books and DVDs we carry. But even more than that, you can listen to us 24 hours a day on the Internet. You won't get much accomplished, but you'll sure learn a lot. You can listen to us on the telephone. I've 24 hours a day. Shortwave. Satellite. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. For provision for protection. So until tomorrow, same time. It'll be with you.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of